Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Austin's 95.9 Texas Country, Eric Raines, and the Deep Eddy Vodka Media Lounge. We got them here. Cody and Willie Braun from Reckless Kelly. How are y'all?
Happy. Doing good, man. Actually got some sleep last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
You didn't stay up all night? And
no, it might be the first time I've ever had more than 3 hours of sleep in Steamboat.
Is this a trend that you're going to keep, or?
Highly doubtful.
Or there'll be a late night jam?
It'll probably go downhill from here. That was my big one night.
Last year was the first time I'd ever gone to a jam, and Cody was nice enough to invite me. And it was great.
First time.
Really? Last year?
Last year. Jeez, and this is my 11th year.
Somebody finally.
Well, and then I went to the door. Well, first I texted him. Right, exactly.
It's like, don't tell Eric.
I know. Don't tell Eric. We don't want him here. So I get up there and knock on the door, and I realize they're playing. Now, I'm that guy, right? First I text Cody, and he's playing, so he can't hear me. So then I end up sitting back, and I was like, this is the most beautiful thing ever. Everybody was quiet in the room, and I had a jacket that I just purchased, and I just worn it for the first time. Remember, I leaned back on the couch, and somebody had spilled wine. And I picked up my sleeve, and it's just dropping. I was like, I'll see y'all later. I'm going to go try to get the wine out of my coat. But those are fun.
Yeah, that's really one of the things I look forward to the most.
Late night jams. Do y'all do the hag off as part of that? Is that... Or is that just kind of...
That's happened over the years. We started doing that years ago. We started with the hag off because everybody knows a Merle Haggard song. And if you don't, well, then...
Get out of the circle.
You're in the wrong jam. So it's kind of like a way to keep, you know... It's a way to keep the jam like in the same kind of vibe. And then also you kind of can find out who
can hang
it.
Right. Who can hang it all.
And so we switched it up. It doesn't always, not always hag, but sometimes we'll get on a run with.
What's your go-to hag song?
Mine is Buck Was Still Silver.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, I don't think I sing any hag songs. I play fiddle on all of them. I think If We Make It Through December is my favorite.
It's a great song. Yeah. Which shouldn't just be played for Christmas, but a lot of people do.
Right. You can be miserable year round.
I talk about your year. Speaking of year rounds, y'all had a great tour. Steve Earle was a part of that. And I know years back I talked to you about possibly doing the Grand Ole Opry or the Ryman with Steve Earle, and that didn't happen. Talk about finally getting to, I mean, that was more than just a one-off.
Yeah, we ended up doing, I think, 5 shows last year and working on a few more for this year. But yeah, it was a blast. I mean, kind of surreal for us. You know, we grew up listening to Steve and you know, learned all those songs, you know, as when we first started the band and had played a bunch of the stuff, you know, in the band. And then so to get to play with him on stage and play those songs was just, yeah, really, really surreal to look over and hear Guitar Town and look over and he's singing it. You know, just like, wow, how'd we get here?
What kind of person is Steve Earle? I've met him, but it was...
He's great. We've always got along. We've known Steve for a long time. We recorded Wicked Twisted Road and Under the Table and Above the Sun at his studio in Nashville years ago. So we've known him and, you know, gotten to play a lot of shows at different places together, but not like with us backing him up. So that was kind of a first time. But he's great. He's super fun to hang out with and has a lot of great stories. And it's been just really an honor to get to hang out and play with him.
The only time I've ever got to hang out with Steve Earle, I was fly on the wall. Willie's Picnic, I was hosting it. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I get to do the MC part of it. But it was Ray Benson and Steve Earle back in one of those tents, you know, that has the air conditioning. And just three stories in, my jaw was dropping. They both have some really good stories.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of Hell's Angels stories from Steve Earle. It was really, really interesting. Last year at this time, I'm sure this is a dead horse, so y'all don't want to get beaten too much farther. Last year at this time, it was kind of, we're going to wrap up as far as the big, massive tour. And not, if I understand, it's y'all aren't quitting the business, clearly, but y'all are just going to slow down now or a year later.
Yeah, we've got about a year to go on the taper down, basically. Right. So we're doing about the last few years, and this year we're going to do about 35 shows in that ballpark. And then after 2025, we're really just going to play every once in a while. I mean, that's the plan anyway. It's easier said than done, you know. We're having to figure out how to say no, you know. Like, that's the hardest thing, is we keep getting offers for stuff, and it's just like, for our entire career, we've just been like, yeah, let's do it, you know. Like, yes, we'll figure it out, and we'll make it work. Double gigs, you know, like, yeah, we can figure that out. You know, it's just kind of a weird mindset for us to start trying to not do stuff. So,
and at the same time, y'all are putting out some of the best music that Reckless has ever, in my opinion.
Oh, thanks,
man. Looking Down the Road, I mean, that's a banger, dude. That's a great song.
Thanks. Yeah, I wrote that with Gary and Crosby.
Who's still looking for his guitar somewhere.
Yeah, he's going to play with tonight if he gets his guitar.
Oh, wow. Sure, there's some guitars.
I let Ricky Ray Jackson, who used to play with Steve and a bunch of other guys, he borrowed my guitar up here about, I don't know, 10 or 12 years ago. Because somebody, they lost it on the airplane. And he's like, hey, man, you got a Tele I can borrow? And I said, sure. And I gave it to him, and he played the show. I didn't even think of it, but I had this Tele with a Bigsby on it, which is like a whammy bar, yeah, for those who don't know. But so I put really heavy strings on it because it stays in tune better, because I just play rhythm and don't have to bend or anything. And he got done with the show. Why don't you tell me you had 12s with a wound G on there?
And
I was just like, it never occurred to me. Sorry, man. He was like,
he
plays with like eights or something.
Meanwhile, the neck is bent towards you.
Yeah. So nobody borrows my guitars.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
2025, is there a tour y'all have planned?
Yeah.
Out on the road some more with Steve Earle? Or
we're working on a few more shows with Steve, and we're going to be out in the Pacific Northwest, do some stuff out in California. I'm going to get up to the East Coast and do some stuff like New York and Boston, and try and get down to the Southeast a little bit. So we're kind of trying to spread it out a little bit more, getting back to some of our old haunts. We're going to do the Ryman Theater in September. That'll be fun with Cody Canada and Jamie Lynn Wilson.
Ryman?
At Ryman, yeah, in Nashville.
Wow.
End of September.
That's cool. Y'all played the Ryman, though, before?
Yeah, we've done it a couple times.
Yeah.
It's a blast. It's one of those kind of bucket list places, you know, that...
You get to pick Grand Ole Opry or the Ryman. Which would you rather play?
I'd rather do the Ryman just because it's such a great room, you know, and it used to be the Grand Ole Opry, so it's almost the same thing. But we've got to do the Opry a time or two as well, and they treat you really well, and it's super cool. But just the vibe at the Ryman is just pretty unbeatable.
I've never been on stage there, but looking out and seeing that audience in those stained glass windows,
yeah,
the Mother Church has to be something.
It's a trip.
Yeah, there's so few places left in the country that your heroes played at to be able to stand on the same stage.
Sure.
You know, Green Hall is one of those places, and the Fillmore in San Francisco, and a few of those older places, but most of them have all been burned down or torn down or they're gone. So to get to play in those places where all your heroes stood on those stages is pretty cool.
Man. Do you still have a venue that you would like to put on the strike off the bucket list that y'all haven't played yet?
Because it feels like Madison Square Garden.
What is it? Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, never got to play.
Because I got to do Red Rocks. You got to do Ryman. Have y'all played the Gorge?
We got to do the Gorge a few years ago. Yeah.
What was the Gorge like?
It was cool. It was like a big country festival. And so we didn't get to play with like the sun going down behind us. We were on pretty early, but
yeah.
I've seen a couple shows there and they start them right when the sun's going down. It's like got the sunset behind you and the river. And it's, I think that one is as gorgeous as Red Rocks. It's not quite as, like the venue itself at Red Rocks is cooler, but the view at the Gorge is just ridiculous.
Willie, you were telling a story yesterday about we were loading up the van at the end of that gig, and Willie was like the load master back in those days. Like, you could Tetris all the gear in the our little trailer, and he's back there loading up stuff, and this guy walks by, and Willie thought he was one of the... I'll let you
tell me. I was... This guy came up, and he was like, hey, I enjoyed your show, and I was like, thanks, and I just thought he was like a guy to help load.
He was a hand.
A hand, stage hand, so I was like, right, I appreciate it, man. So I was like, hey, hand me that snare drum, and starts... And then I was like, give me that big black box there, you know, and so this guy helps me load like three quarters of the trailer, and finally he's just like, he's like, man, I got to run, but it's nice meeting you. And I was like, all right, cool. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. And he goes from the trailer, walks directly on stage. And they're like, ladies and gentlemen, Billy Currington.
Oh, really?
It was Billy Currington. And I kind of thought he looked familiar, but I was like, oh, whoops. But he was super nice. Like,
that's hilarious.
Couldn't have been cooler.
I mean, I would assume most of musicians have had to load that trailer.
Yeah.
Many, except for a lead singer, you know, over the years.
Right.
Is Willie, is he, well, you just said you were. Were you ever in that part where you're just a singer and all you got to load is your microphone?
No.
You always been a helper?
I was always too, like, anal about the trailer load. Like, because a lot of times we didn't have enough room for a lousy load.
So it's like
load.
Tetris.
It had to win it one way.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I'd always be there directing traffic.
I can't get out here, bring it up every year. And I even talked to JJ Gotch about possibly doing another Reckless Kelly celebrity softball jam with them funding it. So
that'd be fun. We don't have to get like, we're almost like enough guys around that have kids now that they could play for us.
We were too old to play when we did it 10 years ago
when we started doing it.
Yeah,
what was the last year of the jam?
I don't know, 6 or 7, 8 years ago.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. We did it for 10 years.
Yeah, we did 10.
You guys raised a lot of money. I know that's tough, and asking people to play and going through that, but it was always, you know, just to get to throw the ball with Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
One day made, you know, I got to play with Zeke, you know, some of those athletes that you grew up watching and now playing baseball with or softball. So that part of it. The fundraiser, you guys put a little league field in East Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And did a lot of good things with that, so... Even though we've all kind of aged out. Man, there were some older guys there hitting bombs.
Yeah.
60-year-old
yeah.
men. So clearly y'all can still do it.
We could probably pull it off if we had to. But, man, it's asking. The thing is, it's like
your name
everybody
on
knows.
Get
like,
them to plan it.
Your mind doesn't remember that you're, like, almost 50 when you're out there. You hit a grounder and then you just start running.
Oh, my rotator cuff is shot.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Right. My rotator cuff is shot from trying to hit home runs at Del Diamond to this day.
Yeah, we had a pretty good injury tally going by the end of the 10 years of all the people that got hurt.
Oh, who broke their collarbone?
Liz Foster. Liz.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Liz broke her collarbone. Shifty broke his arm in practice. Somebody slid into second and fell on his arm. And
Matson blew both hamstrings.
Both hamstrings
running to first
base at the same time.
Yeah. I just grabbed mine.
Yeah.
Man, so proud of you guys over the years. Obviously, the new music, have talked about that. Love playing on the radio. But thank y'all for being you know, part of the scene for all these years and continuing to raise the flag for what I like to call our scene. I've always been in there and the road dogs that keep it going. So, good friends to me. You didn't have to be. So I appreciate that.
No, thank you, man.
Appreciate it, man.
You've helped us all as well, man, keeping the good word going.
Willie, Cody Braun from, of course, Reckless Kelly. And when is the shows that you are doing this week?
We're playing tonight at the Tent. And then tomorrow we're doing a Reckless and Friends at the ballroom downstairs at the matinee at like 3:30.
Be fun.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
If you're listening online up here, make sure you go check those shows out. Best of luck. The boys from Reckless Kelly live with Austin's 95.9 Texas Country from the Deep Eddy Vodka Media Lounge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.